Lone Star Planet by H. Beam Piper and John J. McGuire. Chapter 1. They started giving me the business as soon as I came through the door into the secretary's outer office. There was Ethel Quang Lee, the secretary's receptionist, at her desk. There was Cortland Staines, the assistant secretary to the Under-Secretary for Economic Penetration, and Norman Gazarin from Protocol, and Toby Lauder from Humanoid Peoples Affairs, and Raoul Chevrier, and Hans Mantufel, and Olga Resnick. It was a wonder there weren't more of them watching the condemned man's march to the gibbet. The word that the secretary had called me in must have gotten all over the department since the offices had opened. "Ah, Mr. Machiavelli, I presume," Ethel kicked off. "Machiavelli, Jr.," Olga picked up the ball. "At least, that's the way he signs it. God's gift to the consular service, and the consular service's gift to policy planning," Gazarin added. "Take it easy, folks. These hooligan diplomats would as soon shoot you as look at you," Mantufel warned. "Be sure and tell the secretary that your friends all want important posts in the Galactic Empire," Olga again. "Well, I'm glad some of you could read it," I fired back. "Maybe even a few of you understood what it was all about." "Don't worry, Silk," Gazarin told me. "Secretary Gopal understands what it was all about. All too well, you'll find." A buzzer sounded gently on Ethel Quang Lee's desk. She snatched up the handphone and whispered into it. A deathly silence filled the room while she listened, whispered some more, then hung it up. They were all staring at me. "Secretary Gopal is ready to see Mr. Stephen Silk," she said. "This way, please." As I started across the room, Staines began drumming on the top of the desk with his fingers, the slow, reiterated rhythm to which a man marches to a military execution. "A cigarette?" Lauder inquired tonelessly. "A glass of rum?" There were three men in the Secretary of State's private office. Gopal Singh, the secretary, dark-faced, gray-haired, slender and elegant, meeting me halfway to his desk. Another slender man in black with a silver-threaded black-neck scarf, Rudolf Klung, the secretary of the Department of Aggression. And a huge, gross-bodied man with a fat baby face and opaque black eyes. When I saw him, I really began to get frightened. The fat man was Natalenko, the security coordinator. "Good morning, Mr. Silk," Secretary Gopal greeted me, his hand extended. "Gentlemen, Mr. Stephen Silk, about whom we were speaking. This way, Mr. Silk, if you please." There was a low coffee table at the rear of the office, and four easy chairs around it. On the round brass tabletop were cups and saucers, a coffee urn, cigarettes, and a copy of the current issue of the Galactic Statesman Journal, open at an article entitled "Probable Future Courses of Solar League Diplomacy," by somebody who had signed himself Machiavelli, Jr. I was beginning to wish that the pseudonymous Machiavelli, Jr. had never been born, or at least had stayed on Theta Virgo IV and been a wineberry planter, as his father had wanted him to be. As I sat down and accepted a cup of coffee, I avoided looking at the periodical. They were probably going to hang it around my neck before they shoved me out of the airlock. "Mr. Silk is, as you know, in our consular service," Gopal was saying to the others. "Back on Luna on rotation, doing something in Mr. Halvard's section. He is the gentleman who did such a splendid job for us on Asha, Gamma Norma III. And, as he has just demonstrated," he added, gesturing toward the Statesman Journal on the Benares work table, "he is a student both of the diplomacy of the past and the implications of our present policies." "A bit frank," Klung commented dubiously. "But judicious," Natalenko squeaked in the high, eukonoid voice that came so incongruously from his bulk. "He aired his singular accurate predictions in a periodical that doesn't have a circulation of more than 1,000 copies outside his own department. And I don't think the public's semantic reactions to the terminology of imperialism is as bad as you imagine."